Okay, let's begin. Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Vav, Oz Omar Shlomo Hashem Omar Lishkoin Ba'ar Rafael. At this moment in time here, the Shlomo has built a Beis HaMikdash. She has succeeded in transferring the Aroin from Ir David into the Kodesh HaKodashim. The Aroin was positioned underneath the Kuvim, and the Ba'adim extended slightly into the Kodesh. And the Shekhinah came down from heaven, and the Kohanim and the Levim began to play, to sing Shira. Hoidu Lashem Kitov Ki Le'olam Chasdo. Everyone in unison, they stood on the platform, they blew the trumpets, and so on and so forth. And the last pasuk of the previous parak mentioned that the Shekhinah, the intensity of the Shekhinah was so great, they were unable to stand to remain in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lo yachlu ha-kohanim lamor l'shoyis b'bnei ha'anon. They could not stand there because of the cloud. Ki molech v'ad Hashem is space. Ho'elokim, the Shekhinah, the intensity was very, the intensity of Kedusha was very great. Now Shlomo HaMelech himself speaks up. He begins to give forth a shira, a tefillah, and all different expressions of praise and bakosha. Oz Omar Shlomo. At that moment in time, Shlomo said, "Hashem, Omar Hashem said, Lishkon ba'arafel. Hashem planned to live in the arafel. Arafel literally means in darkness. Okay, we'll discuss that in a moment. Pasuk Beis, but va'ani bonisi veis zavul loch. I have built for you a home. Zavul means an abode. I have a dwelling place for you. Umachon l'shivtecha olamim, a dwelling. A machon means a place for your dwelling olamim forever. The word machon comes from the word kivan. Kivan, I think we all are familiar with the word kavana. When we daven, we have kavana. What does it mean to have kavana? To direct your attention, focus. Take all of your thoughts, which are scattered. You're thinking about this and this and this. Take your attention and direct it. Focus on one specific item, on one specific thought, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on what you're about to do. That's the literal translation of kavana. Direct your thoughts, direction. It's a very usual word, machon. What is a machon? Okay, machon today is used as an institute. I think institution, all these different organizations, machon
it's
this.
An institute, it's machon
what? Right.
Yeah.
Today there are hundreds, if not thousands, of institutes in the Jewish world called machon. And what does it mean? It comes from, obviously, this pasuk. This is not the only pasuk. Throughout Tanakh, you have this word, and here it's being used in a very significant way. It's the first thing which Shlomo HaMelech is saying when he builds the Beis HaMikdash, and he calls the Beis the ultimate machon, with a capital Mem, the ultimate machon. And the truth is, we're brainwashed, but it's a very strange word. It means from the chaf, the shorish is chaf vav nun, to direct. And what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlomo is asking Hashem to direct, to focus his... Hashem should have kavanah. That's the point. That Hashem should focus his presence in this location. Hashem is meloi chol aretz kevodai. Hashem's presence is infinite. Hashem cannot be contained, and the whole world is not large enough to contain the presence of Hashem. But the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is tzimtzum. Kavyochel Hashem limits himself to a certain degree, at least from our perception, to a very specific area. So from our perception, Hashem has directed his Kedusha, his presence, his intensity, in this single one location. Instead of Hashem being scattered all over the place, which would be too difficult for a human being to deal with, it's just overwhelming, very limited. If HaKadosh Baruch will be mitzamtzem his Shekhinah in this specific location, then perhaps we human beings can relate to him in a more simplified fashion. That's the word, it's a very powerful idea, this concept of machon.
The Targum says in the Kabbalah, but the Sivan Sudas Tzio
Achon, a different prach, a different shak, in a chanani. He has different very good. He has a whole different taicha. Melosh machon, the Mitzuda says it doesn't mean Hashem should prepare. Whole different idea. Okay,
it sort of comes to the same end, but you know, you're preparing your thoughts, maybe you're directing your
yeah. It's a little right, but it's a different approach. A different approach. It's a different idea, right? So I'm just quoting from the Mishpatzah Zav and Sef Malachim. He makes a big deal about this. He makes a very big deal about the word machon, and it really, it's a very powerful. I never thought of that. I never even realized that the word machon comes from the word kivan. Kivan means kavana. Kavana means to direct. And in the pasuk, it's very good. It says umachon l'shivtcha, a place where you will direct your dwelling, olamim forever. Okay, let's take a look at the mitzvahs, the Rashi's. There's a lot to talk about over here, but let's just see one thing at a time. Pasuk aleph oz mitzudos David oz biros he'anon amar. When Shlomo saw the cloud, amar he said, roy ani ki bo hashchinah. I see that the Shechinah has descended. Ki Hashem amar lishkon barofel. Hashem has said that he wants to dwell in darkness. Kamasha amar el harofel asher sham elokim. We have this by Matan Torah. In Matan Torah, it's Hashem's Shechinah is described in the darkness. The harofel, what is harofel? Hu av onon. It is a thick cloud. The Mitzudos is very careful not to use the word dark. Okay, he stays away from that. No, a lot of the Mefarshim don't say that. They're very quick to take what Arafel with Choshech.
Arafel is fog more than.
It's right. So it literally just means a cloud. There are different types of clouds. There are whole Anani HaKavod. Anani HaKavod wasn't a dark cloud. It was a cloud of sanctity, of kedusha. But that's not. It doesn't say onon. In this pasuk, it says the word arafel. And there are other pasukim in Tanakh. I don't have that. I don't remember them. But there are other pasukim which the word arafel is associated very specifically with the concept of darkness. Maybe let me have a second. I'll tell you. There's a key pasuk. What?
Yeah.
Choshech onon varafel. From the context, it appears that it's. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Kihine achoyshech yichase eretz va'arofel le'umim. From that pasuk, it's also quick. That's one of the main sukkim. Darkness will cover the earth. Ki achoyshech yichase eretz va'arofel le'umim, and arofel will cover the nations of the world. From the context, the comparing of the word of choshech and arofel, it's clear as day in this pasuk that the word arofel is associated with darkness. Okay, so that's what over here the mitzvah.
Maybe even if it's a light cloud, it's just blocking out the sun.
Okay, it's also an idea of dark. Okay, could be. But that the Mitzudas just says, of is a thick cloud. Okay, let's go for next pasuk based in the Mitzudas. Vaniz vani banisi rotzolai mahol bo hashchina, since the Shechina has arrived, banisi imkain beizvuloch, I built for HaKadosh Baruch Hu an abode, a dwelling place, v'lo yeh amoli b'chinam, my work should not be for nothing, v'yam ha'b'derech moshel kodem hador b'bayisech, like a person who lives in one place. So according to the Mesudas, what Shlomo is saying is that Baruch Hashem, my work, all of my efforts of building this massive structure has not gone in vain, because indeed the Shechina has now come and accepted as agreed to dwell in this location. May this place be a dwelling for your inhabitants forever. From here and on, the Shechina will not rest in any other location other than in this sanctuary. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Aleph. Since the bais was filled with smoke, what appears to be oshan, I am aware that the Shechina V'chein darko d'chsiv Moshe nigash el harafel asher Hashem Elokim. Moshe came close to the harafel, to the cloud, or we're touching to the darkness, and in this darkness asher Hashem Elokim v'adai sheretzoynoi lehisakev bo, so we can be certain that Hashem has accepted our bais. It's a very great simcha. If you imagine David Shlomo is building this base Hamigdash for 7 years, and who says Hashem will agree to dwell in this makom? All of those efforts, all of this, the money, the wealth, and his efforts will go for nothing. No, Hashem was masking to reside, to put his shechin in this place of his sifrei parish. Of his sifrei parish, Oz Amar Shlomo kishuracha anon Amar ot ato ani roya sheshchin shuvayis Hashem benitzi sharei kachiv tiach lavo lushchin bo mituch anon varofel tichon Amar. Same idea that Shlomo had great simcha. Now he sees that Kadosh Baruch Hu is masking to come to this dwelling place. Pasuk Beis, Beis Vul.
Final approval of Hashem.
Yes, Hashem over here is giving a
Hashkacha.
Hashem is giving approval of the Beis Hamikdash. The proof is that Hashem is willing to rest his Shechina, and the Shechina is coming in the cloud. Beis Vul. What's a Beis Vul? A Mador, a dwelling place. L'shiv Cholamim. Shem Yishniv Chado Loishorso Shechina B'mokim Acher Loichutru Habamos. Okay, this goes back. We discussed this many times. Loichutru Habamos. So these are very powerful words here in this Rashi. Once this is Loikibosim Ad Ota El Hamenucha the El Hanachala. This is the final resting place. Once this is the resting place, the Shechina is not going to travel to a new location. This is, according to one approach, the deeper meaning of what it says throughout Sefer Melachim 100 times, that this king was a very good king. He went in the ways of Hashem. He was Yashar. He was perfect. Except Rak Habamos Lo Hesir. Okay, does that sound familiar? Rak Habamos. That was the only thing he couldn't do. He couldn't convince the people to stop offering sacrifice on the private, the backyards.
So they completed the place of Mikdash,
yeah,
and they still maintain local Bamos.
Right. And that was a sin. They were great kings. They wiped out all the Zara. Everything was perfect. It was MS, Yosha. There was no corruption. But Rak HaBamos, the Bamos, people were still offering sacrifice in their backyard.
Let's talk about the
good kings, the kings of Malchai Yehuda. It says this by many of the kings. What is going on? So if you look at the Mefarshim, they just. It's very difficult. What it means? It means, you know, it's not Kedai to fight a battle over this. It was not very lishma. They're not allowed. Once there's a base hamidah, you're not allowed to offer karbonis in your private backyard. But people are offering karbonis because they want to serve Hashem, and it's too difficult to make the long trip to Yerushalayim. So they want to bring. They're doing an avera lishma. It wasn't kedai for the kings to make a war with the people over this issue because it was l'shem shemaim. It's like in shul. Are you allowed to read the pamphlets in shul during chazar sashatz? Are you absolutely not? It is forbidden to read divrei Torah during chazar sashatz. It's supposed to listen to words. However, what happens in many shuls? People are reading. Are the rabbanim going to go make a fight with the balabatim? You shouldn't be reading the pamphlets during chazar sashatz.
People do their daf yomi.
It's also
that's
wrong. So what's the answer? The answer is the Rabbanim will tell you it's not Kedai, Halavai, they shouldn't be talking. It's the lesser of the evils. If they're looking at, they're not bothering anyone, they're reading, they're skinning their eyes with the Dvar Torah during Chazor Sashatz, and they're not talking to their friend during Chazor Sashatz, Halavai, that should be the worst out there that my Balabatim do. It's not Kedai to make an issue over this thing. And therefore, that's how many Mefarshim learned Shat Rak HaBamos Lo Hesir. It wasn't Kedai to make an issue, Lasar to make an issue over this thing because it was L'Shem Shemaim. However, there's a much deeper interpretation. And that is, and that's exactly what Rashi here says in a few words. Many people did not fully believe that this is the end of the line, that the Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo HaMelech is the Nachala. Just like there was a Mishkan Shiloh for 369 years, it was seemingly also a magnificent structure. It wasn't like the Beis HaMikdash, but the walls were made from stone. It was a magnificent structure. And after the Churban Shiloh, the Shechina traveled after the Churban, they went to Nov and Givon, and we could assume that in Nov and Givon there was a beautiful structure. It wasn't just it was something very significant. Who says that Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo is the final resting place?
Maybe sure about finality.
Maybe the final resting place will be in Beis Shemesh. Maybe the final resting place will be, who knows, in I don't know, make some, come up with some neighbor in Eretz Yisrael, in the Golan. Who knows? Who knows where it's going to be? Maybe down south. Who knows? People were not convinced that this was the final rest. It's a beautiful building. Invested billions of dollars to build the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shechin is resting, but it's not the Nachala. Therefore, what's the big nafkamina? You're allowed to still have bamos. You're only not allowed to have a bama when we've come El HaMenucha, the El HaNachala. This is not the Nachala. I could have a bama. So when it says that Rak HaBamos Lo Hesir, what it means in a deeper level is the people, the Melech, could not convince the people that this is it.
Could be another reason. The concept of bamos was a concept completely surrounded by their Gaiusha neighbors. Everyone had...
That's another approach. Right, that's a different...
It was influence of the neighborhood.
That's the simple approach. The simple approach is, everyone believe like today, is there any person in the right mind today will tell you that Yerushalayim is not the final resting place? It's like so posh to us. It's so simple to us. Yerushalayim is the place of the Beis HaMikdash, and when there'll be Mashiach will come, where will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt? By the where it is today on Temple Mount, Har HaBayis, Yerushalayim. It's the most so according to many people, according to your approach, that's exactly what people believed in the time of the Bayis Rishon. This is the final resting place. So why then is there a Bama? Influence, secular influence. My next door neighbor has a...
You're telling a Jewish person now, don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Correct. That's the simple approach. However, there's a deeper approach. It's an entirely different approach. The deeper approach is the reason why they had a bama is because halakhically we're allowed to have a bama because we are not convinced that this is the final resting. This is the resting place. There's going to be another base hamidah that's going to be built in a different location. Therefore, bama samuta. That's exactly what it says here in the few words of Rashi. L'shivtecha oylamim. Shlomo HaMelech is telling Klal Yisrael, this is the place where Hashem will direct His intensity, His Shechina, to dwell Oilamin forever and ever. It's very powerful.
Is there a concept of Mashiach here?
No Mashiach in this pasuk. No, there's no concept.
Not in this pasuk, but at this period of time.
Yes, yes, they were yearning. Yes, they were. The Shlomo HaMelech felt in his lifetime that he was Mashiach. Yes, Yosh HaMelech wanted to be Mashiach. He wanted to be Mashiach, and that's why he married all the different wives from different nations and to form an alliance. He should be the Orla Amim, and indeed Klal Yisrael did come very close to bringing Mashiach in his lifetime. But these are powerful words, L'shivtecha Oilamim, this will be the place of Hashem's dwelling forever. What does Rashi say? Shemishenivchara, once it was chosen, L'sharsa Shechina b'makoyim acher. Okay, Rashi could have stopped right there. And Rashi goes further. And therefore, well, my nafkamina, if you were writing this Rashi, this would be the last thing you think about. The last thing. Therefore, the lohutu habamos. Ah, this is the resting place. Menela, no more bamos. Ah, now you understand why all the Jewish kings throughout the whole Sefer Melachim, rak habamos leheser, because they couldn't convince people that what Shlomo HaMelech said was right. They didn't believe in Shlomo. When Shlomo says, mochel shetcho lo ilamim, they said, nah. Just because he said ilamim, that was a das yachit. Shlomo was a das yachit. It's not ilamim. There's more action. There's more. There's more places to go. Memelitz, nanachla, bomo samuta. Unbelievable, whole new fataych and what's going on. Until it finally came to who? Who's the one that convinced Klal Yisrael? No more bomos? Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was the one. So what does it mean? Chizkiyahu accomplished something that no one did. He convinced Klal Yisrael, it's the makayim l'shivtecha, u'machayim l'shivtecha, oylamim.
He's... should be low.
Okay, not necessarily. It's a style of writing. A style of writing.
Just as an aside, poor Arofel, of course, I had a different mashallah at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Arofel is about you, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Arofel, Shechina.
Arafel is the gematria of Mitzrayim. Fascinating.
385 is Shechina. Arafel here is Shechina. The Balat Torah, I wanted to see if he said Mitzrayim, but he says Arafel is Shechina.
Shechina. Fascinating. Fascinating. The two different sides of the coin. Interesting. Very interesting. Now there's a beautiful Abarbanel. He quotes a beautiful Abarbanel. He says, what is Pshan this Pasik? Oz Amar Shlomo Hashem Amar Lishkoin Bo Arafel. What's Arafel? This world. Arafel, this is a world of Choshech. V'choshech al pnei sahom. This is a world of, the essence of Olam Hazeh is an Olam of darkness. Hashem says, I want to dwell, it's just a code word, I want my Shechina should rest in this world. Bar Rafael. Shlomo says, I'm not just going to let you sit in the street. I'm not just like, very good, you want to come and dwell in this world, gezun to hate. You're going to come into my house. Machnes Orach. Zemokon of Gemilas Chasodim. Vani Bonisi. Bezvulach. Umochon Lushivtach. Oilamim. Shlomo Melech was a Machnes Orach. Gemilas Chasodim. It's the place of Avraham Avinu. You can't just come and sit. That's how the Barbara learns beautiful Pshan the Pasuk, brilliant Pshan the Pasuk of Arafel. All the Farshim, the same thing. Idea is that Hester Panim Hashem says, the place that you'll find Yishneh, everything that makes the paraphrase of V'yanochi, Haster Aster Panai B'yomahu, Hashem says that I will conceal myself on that day. Hashem can always be found even in the greatest places of darkness. Even during Hester Panim, Hashem makes it very clear, I am dwelling there as well. Okay, there's one other idea. There's a Chassam Sefer, a beautiful different Chassam Sefer. We have to be eyeing more into the sources for this idea, but he explains the word Shechina has a connotation of dwelling in a tent. It doesn't mean living. There are different ways to live. You live in a tent, a diras arai, and a diras keva. And then this goes back to this theme that we discussed in the past. Nowhere in the Torah does it say that Hashem wants a Beis HaMikdash. Hashem says, build me v'shachanti, build me v'yasli mikdash, v'shachanti b'sachem, and the Torah goes on to say, what is the mikdash? Crush him with curtains and a tent. Nowhere did Hashem say, I want a bias. Hashem, I don't need stones. Human beings, they live in homes made from stone and elaborate wood and ceilings and all these things. Hashem, I don't need this. I'm not interested. I just want a courtyard with some krushim and some curtains. It's good enough for me. That's called lishkoin. David said, and David Hakarei, the Shechina, they brought in the Mishkan to Eretz Yisrael. They came to Gilgal. They were in Shiloh. They were not even given. And what does David say? David says, David builds a palace. He builds a magnificent palace for himself. And then he says, don't you think that Hashem also should have a palace? Why should us men be greater, have more honor than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kula Ruchni. And the world Olam HaRuchni, there's no house that can possibly contain the Shechina. But from our perspective, would it not be proper to build HaKadosh Baruch Hu a structure that's more significant? So David was the one who came up with this idea, Chiddush, to upgrade the dwelling of Hashem, of a Mishkan, into a bias. And who's the one that succeeded in implementing the plans of David? Shlomo. And that's exactly what it says here. The Chassam Sefer reads that entire concept in this pasuk, that Hashem said, Amar Lishkoin Bar Rafael. I'm willing just to reside in the dearest Sarai on this world. Shlomo says, no, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not going to let you have that. I'm going to upgrade you. I'm going to upgrade what it says in the Torah, Vani. I, Shlomo, and coming in my father, Bonisi, Beisvul.
First class.
First class structure, Beisvulach, for you, Umachoyin, Leshivtecha, Oilam. It's a very powerful idea. The concept of upgrading from a Shechina, which is a connotation of Arai, to Diras Keva. Okay, so all these different ideas in this pasuk. Let's go to pasuk Gimel. Vayasef HaMelech Hasponav. Now the Melech, Shlomo, he turned his face. Vayivarech Eis Kol Kahal Yisrael, the entire Kahal Yisrael, V'chol Kahal Yisrael Oimed. This is a very powerful pasuk, which many Farshim take this literally, that the entire Kahal Yisrael was standing there. Everyone, every living member of Klal Yisrael made it their business to be present in Yerushalayim at this moment in time. In Chodesh, this took place in Chodesh Tishrei, during the 7 days before Sukkot, they were oymate. The Chasam Sofer says, this famous Chazal, that in the Beis Hamikdash, oymdim, one of the 10 miracles that happened in the Beis Hamikdash was, oymdim tsefufim, umishtachavim revachim. So the Olam thinks, what's the miracle? The miracle is that even though you're squashed, you ever go to the Kosel at one of the big events, Shavuos morning, Mamish sakonis lefashis. Get squashed by the kaisel of a sikh in Shavuos morning, probably cholamoy where they have bigos kohanim, all different events. And then when they bowed down, everyone had dalet amos. So there's a miracle. That was one of the miracles. So Chasam Sofer says, no. The miracle was, after we define what the Chazal say, the miracle was oimdim tzvachim. How can millions of people fit into the Beis HaMikdash, into the courtyard? How big was it already? How could the fact that they were oimdim tzefufim, miut machzeka samaruba, a small space, that was the miracle. And then there was a nes besochnes. And then mishtachavim revachim, when they bowed down, everyone had dalet amos. So it's not just a nes, it's a nes besochnes. The fact that you could even be there, millions of people can be in this similar location, that's the first miracle. And then on top of that, to bow down and to have more space, that's a miracle within a miracle. A whole new way of looking at this.
If they stand up first and then he blesses them, the order here is he blesses them, and then you have Omei.
Okay, that's a good point. It's a style of writing. They're definitely the Yukim, but in a very simple approach to understand the Pesukim, the style of writing in Divrei Hayamim, and for that matter of Nevi'im, is very different. It's very different than the way we...
I think you stand up first and then you bless them.
Okay, it's a Vayvarech, it's called Kal Yisrael.
They're standing, not that they stood up.
The Chol Kahal, while he was blessing them, they were standing. Okay, I hear the point you're making, but I don't.
Okay.
I hear the point. It's a good point. Okay, so this is a very interesting idea that also.
So what the Targum just used the word Kayom.
They were present.
They were present.
Yeah, Oymed, he's saying, doesn't necessarily mean that they were standing. It means they were Kayom. No, I did see somewhere that the word there is a deek over that Oymed, they were standing. Lafuke Shlomo, because here's one of the sources. Their number of sources, Ein Yeshiva Bebeis HaMikdash El Lamalche Beis Tabelvat. The only one that's allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash are descendants of David. And but that's why the Davka, the Chol Kahal Yisrael Oymed, they were required to stand. They're not allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash in the Mokam HaShua Sashchina. And we discussed the whole idea when they eat the Koy Kohanim, they eat Kochim. It says in the Pasuk, L'mosh has to be in a state of dignity. Are Kohanim allowed to sit when they partake from the Kochim? That's a separate issue. Okay, let's look at the Metzudas and Rashi, these two Pasuk Gimel. Metzudas, Pasuk Gimel, Yasev, El Mul Ha'am, he turned to the people, Vayivarech HaBaruch HaMur B'moch HaMalef Achar HaTzfilah. The bracha, he blessed the people. The bracha does not appear here. The bracha appears in Melachim Aleph, Achar HaTzfilah. So first we're going to have the tzfilah. In other words, let's first we're going to go through this tzfilah here, and after the tzfilah, then there was the bracha, and the bracha does not appear in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. The bracha only appears in Sefer Melachim. Okay, let me find the bracha. It's a very long tefillah. Okay, here it is. Here's the bracha. Vayivarech, this is the Melachim Aleph Perikres. Vayamoid, Vayivarech Eis Kol Kahal Yisrael. I'm reading, you don't have this.
He has Vayamod first.
Vayamod.
And then he blessed.
He got up and he stood up. Okay. All right. Vayivarech Eis Kol Kahal Yisrael Kol Gedol Leimar Baruch Hashem Asher Nosa Menuch Lamo Yisrael Kichol Ashadim Berlo Nafal Davar Echad Mikol Advar Atoiv Ashadim Biyad Moshe Avdo Yehi Hashem Elokeinu Imanu Kasher Hoya im avoseinu al yazvenu v'al Yisrael. Hashem should not abandon us. Lahatois levavenu a love to turn our hearts to Him. Lelechus b'chol derocha v'lishma mitzvayisad v'chukav b'shbatav asher tziva es avoseinu v'yihyu divarai eila asher hischananti lefnei Hashem k'revim el Hashem lokinu yem v'loila la'asois mishpat avdoi Umishpat Amo Umishpat Amo Yisrael Dvar Yom Biyomo Lemandas Kol Ameritz Kashem Hu Elokim Einod. Okay, so this is what we say pretty much on Sukkot during Shmini Atzeret, during Hashanis. This was the bracha that Shlomo blessed Klal Yisrael. This bracha does not appear here in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. In Sefer Melachim, we first have the very elaborate tefillah, the prayer, which we have here in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. We're going to go through the tefillah now. We're going to start the tefillah in a few moments. He goes through some of the prayer. And after the prayer, he gives them a bracha. For whatever reason, the prayer is repeated in Divrei Hayamim, but not the bracha. The bracha, those few psukim that I mentioned, and that's what the lusu over here when it says in the pasuk that the Divrei is called Kal Yisrael v'Kal V'Chol Oimed, and that's what it says here in the Mitzudos David. Okay, Oimed, it says here that he was standing. Ki ein yeshiva be'azor el malchim estabul vad. The reason why it says he was Oimed, because in the Azor, the only one that's allowed to stand, is malchim estabul. Okay, that's already the next pasuk. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Rashi pasuk Gimel. Vayivarech es kol kahal Yisrael bracha hamura b'soif u'ini. The bracha is going to be said at the end of the section. Okay, now let's start the prayer. Pasuk Dalet. Vayoymer. Pasuk Dalet. Vayem baruch Hashem elokei Yisrael asher dibur b'fiv. Hashem spoke b'fiv. Eis David avi. So Ace over here is interpreted to mean similar to El, to my father. That's how it's interpreted. Ace here is interpreted to mean like El.
To rather than with.
Ace, I'm not sure. Similarly, it means like El. That Hashem spoke to my father David, uviyadav milei lemar, and Hashem fulfilled his promise. Not like a human being that makes promises and does not fulfill his word. Hashem spoke to my father David, and Hashem fulfilled everything that he promised. Min hayoyim, hasher otzeis pasukei, min hayoyim, hasher otzeis yasami mi'eretz Mitzrayim, from the day that what did Hashem tell my father David? Hashem said, from the day that I took my people out of Eretz Mitzrayim, lo v'charti v'ir mikol shiftei Yisrael, I did not select a city, a location, to build a bayis, that my name should rest in that city, and I did not select a leader to be a prince alami Yisrael of my nation Yisrael. There's all of the time since Yitzias Mitzrayim for 440 years until this event, I did not select 480 years. I did not select two things. I did not select a location for the Hashuas Hashchina, and I did not select a leader that would serve, that would lead my people. From this, we learn a very powerful concept: is that leadership is critical to Makom. If you don't have a proper leader, a leader that's Roy, the Makom means nothing. You could have a country without leadership is worthless. The Hashuas Hashchina, the Yerushalayim, is one and the same as David. You cannot separate Malchus David from Yerushalayim. So that would simply mean something very interesting idea, that if let's say Hashem would have selected someone else. Let's say there would be another, for whatever reason, let's say it would not be David, it would be another member of Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda. It could very well be that Yerushalayim would not have been the place selected. It would have been some other city, because another leader would have accomplished, his neshama would have blended better with a different location, a different city. Being David was selected, because and Yerushalayim, because David and Yerushalayim is a good shidduch. It's a very controversial type of idea. In the Mishnah Zav, he brings down sources that seem to say this. David and Yerushalayim, they're a shidduch. If Hashem would have selected a different melech, then it has to be from Shevet Yehuda, Lo Yisrael Shevet Yehuda. Maybe Beis Shemesh would have been the capital of Klal Yisrael, and maybe that's where Hashem would have started the Shechina. L'shichnoi Siddushu Vos Hashem. Was it really preordained that it has to be Davki Yerushalayim? Well, in hindsight, yes, because since that's what happened at the very end, so everything we look back to the very beginning, that's what was meant to be at the very beginning. But it's only because that David was the one that was going to be who the leader is. Now in Pasuk Vav, it says at this point in time in history, V'evchar b'Yerushalayim, I have selected Yerushalayim, Leo Shemi Sham, for my name to rest there, V'evchar David, I have selected David, Leo, Salami, Yisrael. These two things go together. I have selected Yerushalayim, and I have selected David to be my leader. Pasuk Zayin, Vayihi im levav David avi. Shlomo HaMelech says it was with the heart, in the heart of David, my father, livnos bayis, to build a bayis, l'shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael. V'yom Hashem el David avi, yan, because Hashohoya im levavcha livnos bayis l'shmi, because you have chosen well. It was in your heart to build the Beis HaMikdash, Lashmi, in honor of my name, Ha'heti Voisa, you have done well, you have done good. You have done good. Ki hoya im levavcha, what was in your heart. However, although that your decision, your idea to upgrade Hashem Shechina from a tent to a bayis was an excellent, was a good idea, you cannot be the one that will build this structure. Rak atolo sivne habayis ki bincha hayotze mechalotzecha. But your son, who will come from your loins, who yivne habayis l'shmi, he will be the one that will build this bayis. And Sefer Melachim is a little bit different. So just point out, I don't know the significance, but Sefer Melachim, the way it is described, is go back to the bracha. Here it is. Salamim. V'yom Hashem levav yana shohay levavcha levavos bayis l'shmi heti voice okay levavcha rak atol sivne habayis kim bincha hayot say nachan. No, this is the same exact thing. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about something else. There's another set of pesukim which is similar but a little bit different. Okay, here is exactly the same thing. Vayakim Hashem is dvar asher diber. Hashem established. He kept his promise. His words, V'akum tachas David, the eye rose up in the place of David, my father, V'eshev al kisei Yisrael, Hashem fulfilled his word to my father David, and I now have sat on the throne, al kisei Yisrael, and I now, Shlomo Melech is writing this, saying this, V'akum, the one who wrote Sefer, Sefer Devarim was Nehemiah and Ezra. So just this recording of what Shlomo said. Vayakim Hashem es devar asher diber va'okum tachas David avi va'yishev al kisei Yisrael, and I have sat on the throne of Yisrael kasher diber Hashem va'evne habayis, and I built this bayis l'shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, and I have built the bayis l'shem Elokei Yisrael. Okay, let's see over here. Okay, well, a few pesukim. Va'asim sham ha'aron, and in this bayis that I built, I have put the Aron, Asher Sham Beris Hashem, in the Aron of the Luchos, the Beris Hashem, Asher Karas and Bnei Yisrael, period. Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayamoid Lifnei Mizbach Hashem, and I have put before the Mizbech Hashem, Neged Kol Kahal Yisrael.
Vayamoid Lifnei,
right, okay. Okay. That's about a new section. Let's leave Pasuk Yud Beis let's leave that out for the moment. Let's first read the Mitzudos, and then we'll come to that section. Okay, let's see. We are starting with Pasuk. We are up to Pasuk V'yodim Milei, Pasuk Gimel, or the end of Pasuk Dalet. In my Mitzudos, there's a mistake in the Pesukim. It's after Pasuk Gimel V'yodim Milei. The koyach yod of hishlim devar asher diber leimar. With the koyach of Hashem's power, he fulfilled his promise. What he spoke to my father, pasuk hey, livnos babayis, pasuk ches. I'm reading the mitzvah David. The mitzvah David pasuk ches hetivos. Hashem said to David, you have done well. Toivosis bezel lezuchus tichashev. It will be a great merit. Ki al yidei al yodoi bo hachano. Through you came the preparation to prepare everything. It was your preparation which put into motion everything that's going to come now. Pasuk Tes, in the Mitzvah Stavid, Rakata, Im Shetachin Atol, although that you have prepared everything, you will not be the one that will build. Instead, it's going to be done by your son, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Asim Sham Habez, Baiz Azesh, Asam Bezeh Aron, Bris Hashem, Luchos Habris. And Shlomo says, I built the Beis HaMikdash, I became the Melech, and in the Beis HaMikdash, I put the Aron in the Kodesh HaKodashim, in the Aron of the Bris Hashem. What's the Bris? The Bris of the Luchos. The Luchos Habris, Hashakars, Bris, Mishol, Beis, Shen, someone Hashem gave them. When Hashem gave them the Torah. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Pasik Dalit, Asher Dibe Refiv, Sheitin Lo Ben Sheyivne Lo Bois. Okay, so here Rashi tells us what exactly was the promise. The promise that Hashem made to David was that he would have a son, the ultimate bracha, to have good children. That's the ultimate bracha. And Hashem fulfilled his word by indeed giving David his son Shlomo that would succeed him and build the Beis HaMikdash. Asher diber b'fiv sheyitein loy ben sheyivne lo bois. Milei kiyem Hashem, you fulfilled devaroy hatoiv, your good word. Pasuk hey, Shlomo goes on to say that Hashem said to my father David that from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim until this day, for 400 and almost 80 years, I never made a demand, I never selected a city, and I never selected a person that would lead. Minayom sha'af zed dibarta elavi, this also was said to my father. Va'evchar, now that I have selected David, I selected Yerushalayim. Musav aloi bocharti bo'ir, but now indeed I selected a city, the city of Yerushalayim. Va'evchar b'David, musav aloi bocharti bo'ish. So the city and the person go hand in hand. You cannot separate the Malchus from David. Pasuk Ches, Hetivosa, Ki Hoyo Im Liva Vecho, Kilaymar, Dam Ani Boyche Babais Asher Ola Belovchol of Noso, Lishkoin, Lishakin, Shmoisham, Kmoshonama Lamala, and I have accepted your work. Your efforts have paid off. I accept them, and I indeed will reside in this bias. Let's go now to the next section. Pasuk Yud Beis. Now we come to something very interesting. Vayamo lifnei mizbach Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech, after giving forth this bracha, this message, he now gets up and he stands before the Mizbach Hashem, Neged Kol Kahal Yisrael, Vayifros Kapov. Shlomo HaMelech extends his hands, like a Kohen who gives a bracha. You extend your hands. And he's one out. Pasuk Gimel gives us an elaboration. Ki oso Shlomo kiyor nechoyches. He made a... We read the Pesukim simply. We know, we learned this in the previous Parakim. He built this massive kiyor, which held 150 mikvos. The top was round, the bottom was square. It stood on 12 bakar. He made the kiyor nechoyches. Vayitneu b'soich lazara. And he put it inside the Azara, Chomesh Amos Orko, Chomesh Amos Rochbo, the Amos Shalosh Komos. Now the problem is, it's not 5x5. It was 10x10. So what in the world here is going on? It was 5 Amos in length, 5 Amos in width, and it was 3 Amos in height. It was not. What was the height of the... It was 5 Amos. So we have a lot of trouble here. Okay, we're going to assume that this Kiyor that we're referring to is the Kiyor. We have a problem. Let's see. So simply it means he made another kiyor. He made another wash basin. Vayamod olav. Shlomo HaMelech stood upon it. Vayivorech. Vayivrach al birkov. He bent down on his knees. Neged kol kahal Yisrael. Vayifros kapov hashamoyma. And he extended his hands heavenward. Vayomar. That's at least one pasuk. Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Ein kamocha Elokim, there is no one like you. Bashamayim uvaretz, shomer habris v'achesed, you guard the bris, the treaty that you've made with the avos, and the act of kindness that you've done with them. La'avodecha, ha'holchim lefonecha, who go before you b'chol libam with all of their heart. Asher shamarto li'avdecha, David Avi, which you have guarded to my father, to your servant David Avi. Eis asher dibarto lo, v'atdaber b'ficha, what you have spoken, the promises you have given my father, and you have been true to your word, the promise you gave my father that he will have a son that will succeed him and build a Beis HaMikdash, you have brought forth, and you have fulfilled Kayom HaZeh like we see today. Now before we go further in his tefillah, let's discuss a couple of things. Let's first take a look at the Mitzvahs, how he learns this Kiyor, what exactly is happening now with the Kiyor that David is standing upon. Pasuk Yud Beis in the Mitzvahs, David. Vayifros Kapov. Kederach Shoyel Chesed. He extends his hands like a person that makes a request. When you make a request, in ancient times it was customary to extend your hands. We don't do this, of course, Bizman Hazeh. And the reason why we do not extend our hands in prayer is because it became the chukah of the Amim. This is how the non-Jews, they pray and they worship. And therefore we do not want to imitate them, even though it was beloved at the time of the Avos, we don't do this anymore. Yud Gimel Ki Asa Shlomo. Now here it says, Ki Bo Lefaresh, Eich Hoye Neged Kol Yisrael, how he stood, how he presented himself before the entire Klal Yisrael. Ve'ach Ro'u HaRuchoykin Mimenu Ve'omar Ki Asa. He made a Kiyar. Vayam Alof Ro'im Kein Kulam. He stood upon, so all it says does not say anything in special in the mitzvahs. He made this kiyar, which must be a different wash basin than the other one that we learned before, because that was 10 by 10, and that was 5 amos in height, 3 and 2. The upper portion was 3 that was round, the bottom portion was 2 that was round, and the lower portion was 3 that was square. It was 10 by 10, and there were 13 bakar. Here it says the entire height was 3, and it was 5 by 5. So this must have been a different type of kiyar, a different type of wash basin. I assume they put a lid on it so it would not fall in into the basin and not get wet. And he used this as a platform. That's all it says here in the mitzvahs. Let's keep it in mind. Let's just go further, finish a few psukim in the mitzvahs, and we'll come to Rashi. Hashamayma. He extended his hands towards the heaven. Lamala klape hashamayma. Notice the difference. First, it says he was neged kol kahal Yisrael vayifros kapov. Does not tell us the pasuk based in which direction he extended his hands. Now it says in this pasuk that he extended his hands upwards towards heaven. So it could be that there was a two-step process. First, he extended it towards the people, and then he raised it heavenwards for the dramatic effect of you put your hands out and then you go up. There's more drama than just putting your hands up. It makes more of an impression upon the people. He said, "Shomer Habris, Hagmol Shiftiach Habris, you are the guardian. You give reward." The reward that you've promised at the bris. When you made a bris with Klal Yisrael, you told Klal Yisrael that if you observe the Torah, I will reward you and I will protect you in this world. You are the guardian of giving this reward to the people who safeguard the bris. Asher shamarta ratzlaim, asher nir l'chol. It's clear to all. Asher shamarta lo yhaftachoscha, that you have guarded the promise you made to my father David. Asher tachta shani evne habayis, you have fulfilled your word, and that you have brought a son to Shtav that will build the Beis Hamikdash. Vata da'aber kemosh dibarta kein mileisa, just as you've spoken, so have you fulfilled b'koich yotcha kasher near halem, as you see today. Okay, that concludes. Okay, that pasuk to Zion. Okay, that's next. Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi pasuk yud beis. Pasuk Yibes, Vayifros Kapov, he extended his hands. Hoyolo Loimar Kach, Vayifros Kapov Hashamayma Vayomer. Why did the Pasuk repeat the fact that he extended his hands twice? So the answer is, Elishamavsik Bain Times, we really meant to say that he extended his hands towards heaven, but because in the middle we got distracted by mentioning these other facts about standing on the Mizbech, that's why Lodia Alma Elishamavsik Bain Time, Lodia Alma Omad, Vachem Molochim, Vayifros Kapov Hashamayma Vayomar, because we were distracted, so that's why we broke it up in two parts. First it says he extended his hands, and then it tells us where he was standing, and then it says once again he extended his hands towards the heaven. Pasuk Gimel, Kiyasa Shlomo, Musav Al Neged Kol Kahal Yisrael Kolamar, Heyachoya Gavoya Mikulam Lashmidov. How was it possible that David, that Shlomo was able, everyone was able to hear Shlomo? The answer is he stood on a platform. What was the platform? The platform was a kiyar. Dayam Olav, Viato Yecholim Liros, so they were able to see him called Yisrael Mishum Shemav Seko Inyan Tsarich Loimar Kabrishaina Neged Kol Kahal Yisrael Vachain Vayifash Kapov Hashemayma. Ein kamoch Elokim Mimash Ata Shemar Abris VeChesed Ata Goizer Min Hashemayim Lo Seis LeHavecha Ata You Matznioi VeGoines Habris VeChesed. You put into Gneisa. You put in with you guard. You safeguard in a very secure and safe location the Bris VeChesed LeKayim Haftachoscha Baaretz, to fulfill your promise in this world. Halachem Lefonecha, to those who go before you. Kamo Shalach David Ravi VeZeh Sheshemat LaAvtcha David Beloshon Amanta, amanta haftocha, you fulfilled, you were faithful to your promise. Okay, so this is the simple understanding. Now the Farshim explained that this kiar, they're very disturbed. Why in the world would Shlomo stand on a wash basin? Now this is Ein Anias B'mkoy Mashiros. You stand on a wash basin? So someone, perhaps, there was some symbolism that the kiar represents Tahara,
purification.
And his agenda was that Klal Yisrael should retire themselves for what's now about to happen. Okay, so there could be some symbolism which really is a little beyond us. How and this was in addition to the other kiar which Shlomo made. I mean, that it's also a question. Why did Shlomo need to build such a beautiful kiar that was 10 by 10, round and square with bokar? And this whole procedure, that was one of his main contributions to Klal Yisrael Tahara. He wanted to purify. Now came the time in Klal Yisrael where there was a time where they were being directed to purify themselves before Hashem. Okay, when he gave his speech, he delivered his speech, he built another kiar which he stood upon. However, other mefarshim know that the word kiar does not mean in this context a wash basin. It means a platform. And the word kiar means, I don't have it in front of me, it means a design. Do we have here the art scroll of Divrei Hayamim? I know we have it, they're probably okay if not. But a kiar is a term. Is it over there? I don't think it's the white one if they have it. No, that's what it's saying. That's exactly the point. Why would Shlomo stand on the fountain? Doesn't make sense. The word kiar more literally means a design. It means something which has designs. That's the literal translation. So in this context, it means that Shlomo HaMelech stood on a platform. They built a special designer platform in honor of the occasion. That's not going to happen. They built a special designer platform in honor of the occasion for Shlomo to stand upon in order to speak to Klal Yisrael. That's all it means. It's telling us the dimensions. It's a little bit interesting why we would be so interested in knowing the dimensions, that it was made from the Choshes, and it was in the Azuz 5x5, and it was a height of 3. It's not exactly clear the significance of knowing all the details, but kiar, again, simply just means design. And in this context, it means it was a beautiful platform, a podium, that was made from copper. It was very significant in size. It had beautiful designs, and that's why it's called kiar, upon which Shlomo stood when he addressed Klal Yisrael in this inaugural address to the Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's go a little bit further. We're up to Pasuk Tes Zayin. V'yata Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shemor li Avdecha David Avi. Guard the promise that you've made to my father David. Eis asher dibarto lo lemar lo yikareis l'cha ish milufanai yoyshev al kisei Yisrael. He's asking that Hashem should make sure that the legacy of David, that the children, David's Zera, should never come to an end. There always shall be a descendant of David who is the Melech of Klal Yisrael. Lo yikoris lo chashna be cut off before you ish milufona yoshe who sits al kisei Yisrael. Rak, of course we understand that we have to keep our part of the deal. Im yishmeru vonecho estarkom. What did Hashem say? Hashem said that I guarantee that your children, your descendants, will always serve as kings over my nation, provided that they continue to follow in my ways. Rak im yishmu vanecha es darkan, they will guard the way. Loleches b'soirasi, to go in my Torah. Kasher holachtu lefonoi, just as you, David, have walked before me. Pasuk yitzan v'yatoa now. Hashem lo keishol yi'omein divorcha. May your words become true. Asher dibarto liavducha le David. Ki Ha'umnam, it is true, Yeshev Elokim es Adam al Aretz, that Hashem has established men on the earth. Hine Shamayim u'shmei Hashemayim lo yichal kelucha, the heavens and the heavens of the heavens cannot sustain you. Certainly, this bias cannot sustain you. Let's see what it says here in the Mitzvot in the Rashi Pasuk. Tes Zayin Shmor. Certainly, that this bias, if the whole world cannot sustain you, certainly this bias.
So
that this bias cannot sustain you. Let's take a look at the Mitzvot in the Rashi Pasuk. Tes Zayin Mitzvot. The Shmor Rotzlam Shmor is Avtocha Hazhi. Guard the promise. Asher Avtachta Shem Zayin Yitzdiku. That if their children of Dov will be righteous, Lo Yuf. The malucha will never take it away from them. Pasuk Yizayin. Ye omin divarecha. Ratzaloyma. Asay dover. Luchshayin nigra shema bayis Hashem benisa bayis Hashem. Do something. May it become true that your name shall remain on this bayis. One more time, asay davash lichsheyeh nikra shema bayis asher benisi beis Hashem, that this bayis shall be your dwelling place. Next words, yudches ki ha'olam huim enes ha'davar. Is it true sheyeshev elukim im adam? Can it really be that Hashem will reside together with man? Ha'emes ha'davar sheyeshev elukim im adam bebayis ha'asui al aritz bitmiya. Is it really true? Ki ha'olam is a question. Ki ha'olam. Can it really be true that Yeshev Elokim as Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dwell together as Adam here in this context means with? Look back at Pasuk Yudches. That's how we have to end the Pasuk. Can it really be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to dwell together with man? Halo yashamayim lo yichal kulucha. Umikol shekein. So much more so. Habayis v'yimkein b'amayiyye beis Hashem. How can possibly this place be a place for your dwelling? The answer must be that we're asking you, Hashem, nevertheless, to do the miraculous. Nevertheless, we want you to be mitzamsem your sanctity, your presence, and reside to some degree in this dwelling, in this bias. Show us that you are here. Pasuk, let's see the pasuk weird ches nerashi. Pasuk yitches nerashi ki umnam yeshiv lokim as adam al aretz loshim tmiya fi efsha sheya yamin adam. Is it possible sheya amin adam sheyeshiv elokim al aretz, that it could be true to man, Shayam and Adam, that man can believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be willing to dwell upon the earth. So here Rashi here fills in the missing words of the pasuk. That's what's critical. Ela machmas chesed shagamalta ledavid avi. Here are the key words. Tzim tzamta shechinoscha. These are powerful words, which all of the mekubalim, all of the machshava built upon these words. Tzimtzum. It's impossible. It's impossible. Now, it's the new point that I didn't really appreciate until today is it's not just that Kadosh Baruch Hu, I think we're more familiar with the concept that the whole world cannot possibly contain the Shekhinah. But more than that, even if the world could contain the Shekhinah, but can Hashem live with man? That's a contradiction. Man is mundane. The Shekhinah, spiritual. Spirituality and physicality don't go together. That's another impossibility. It's one thing that the world itself is not large enough to contain the Shekhinah. That's a size issue. The container can't hold the contents. But besides that, they're opposites. The container is mundane, the content is spiritual, and spirituality cannot be contained with human beings. There's a contradiction. So it's a double tzimtzum. It's a tzimtzum that Ruchnius is willing to reside with Gashmius. And number two, it's a tzimtzum that Hashem will allow His infinite Ruchnius to reside in a mokoim, in a location, in a space that is much smaller than the mokoim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a double tzimtzum. Ruchnius with Gashmius and an infinite mokoim of Ruchnius in a teeny, teeny mokoim of Gashmius. And that is what David, that is what Shlomo HaMelech is asking Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, although it's impossible, still Hashem, we're making a request of you in the zechus of my father David, for you indeed to be litzamtzem shechinoscha, to limit, to confine, to be mitzamtzem. What's a good translation for mitzamtzem? To limit your Shekhinah to a specific makom, to shrink it to a location that we mortals can deal with, we can recognize, we can acknowledge, and we can deal with. This is his request. Yeah?
Is
In the Midbar, it was like that for 40 years. They said they had
that's right. That's right. But in the Midbar, it was in the Midbar. It was in the Mishkan. Now, and that was only a temporary dwelling place. Ein Hachanami. Ein Hachanami. It was small, but it was only temporary. Here, Shlomo was asking that it should be permanent. Very good. Here, Shlomo is asking that it should be permanent. It's on a new level. It's a level of permanence. It's a different Madrega. Okay, it's that up to Pasuk Yutes. Maybe we'll stop here with Pasuk Yutes.